Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 12th chapter.
Glory to the Lord.
6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, the home of Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. There they gave a dinner for him. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those at the table with him. Mary took a pound of costly perfume made of pure nard, anointed Jesus' feet, and wiped them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, the one who was about to betray him, said, "Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and the money given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. He kept the common purse and used to steal what was put into it. Jesus said, "Leave her alone. She bought it so that she might keep it for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Christ.
I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection. I say that three times because for me, saying that once is not enough. Imagine if you would wake up every morning and say, "I want to know Christ. I want to know the power of his resurrection." How do we know the power of his resurrection? This is where we know it. This is where we experience the power of Christ's resurrection as we worship together, as we hear his word and share in his Holy Supper. The important thing to realize is that knowing the power of Christ's resurrection is not an individual experience. It's a corporate experience. It's all about community. We know the power of Christ's resurrection through the church. And to know that power sometimes means that we have to take a look at the values we have, examine our values. What are your values? St. Paul talks about this surpassing value of knowing Jesus Christ as Lord. That's the most important value that St. Paul experienced. To know the power of Christ's resurrection, to learn Christ and not just learn about him. Oh, you and I have been learning about Christ for a long time. It's not just a matter of learning about Christ. It's a matter of learning how to put his words into action. Oh, I want to know the power of Christ's resurrection. It's a matter of not just knowing Jesus Christ, not just confessing Christ as Lord with our lips, but putting the power of his resurrection into action in our lives, and not just on Sunday. Knowing the power of Christ's resurrection is not just a Sunday morning experience. It's a matter of putting the power of the resurrection into our lives on a daily basis. Oh, I want to know. I really, truly want to know the power of Christ's resurrection, the surpassing value of knowing Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. In today's prayer of the day, we hear that word transformation again. We prayed that God would open our hearts. Open our hearts by the new thing that He is doing. And that's how God works. God breaks into the world and makes new things happen in our lives. God breaks into the world, breaks into our lives, and makes us new people. The power of Christ's resurrection, it's a transforming power. It makes us new. I am about to do a new thing. Now it springs forth. I'm doing this new thing. Do you not perceive it? Just look around at the world. Oh, yeah, the world's not pretty right now. But we know that we have a God who breaks into this world and makes new things happen. That is our hope. That God makes new things happen in our lives. That God makes new things happen in the world. Just look around. Do you not perceive the new things that God is doing? I want to know Christ and the power of His resurrection. It's not an individual thing. It's about the church. It's about the body of Christ. That is who we are. We are the body of Christ that meets in this holy place, and we experience new things happening. We experience the power of the resurrection, not individually, but corporately. It's all about the church. We are God's spiritual people, and we experience the new things that God has in store for us. We experience these new things together, not individually. It's important to meditate on today's psalm. In today's psalm, the psalmist doesn't say, when God restored my fortunes, he doesn't say, the Lord has done great things for me. What does the psalmist say? We, not I, we were like those who dreamed. Not my mouth, but our mouth was filled with laughter. Our tongue with shouts of joy. The Lord has done great things for us. And we are glad indeed. Restore our fortunes, O God. And you well know that when we pray together the Lord's Prayer, we don't say, my Father, even when you're at home praying the Lord's Prayer on your own. You don't say, my Father, you say, our Father. Our Father who art in heaven. It's clear to me that to know the power of Christ's resurrection, we need each other. To know the surpassing value of knowing Jesus Christ as Lord, we need each other. No one knows better the need for each other than the people of Emmanuel Lutheran Church. We are in this together. We know the power of Christ's resurrection together as we worship together as the body of Christ. To function fully as the body of Christ, to function fully as Christ's church, we need each other. And that is what worship is all about. That is what Emmanuel Lutheran Church is all about. And together you and I are powerful. Together we can take Christ's mission and message out there into the world. You and I know very well that in Jesus Christ, we can do new things. We can experience new things. Listen again to God's word for us. I am about to do a new thing. Do you not perceive it? Do you not perceive it? Amen.